Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about useful idiots. Well, let's go. Yes, this video is going to be a supplemental video from the video I made yesterday, Cancel Anti-Semitism. If you didn't see it, you should check it out. Well, anywho, yes, these people are very dumb. Yeah, guess what? Who invented the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? The NAACP. Guess who? Jewish people with African-American people. Yeah, they created it. Yeah, let me bring it up. It says, according to Brave, Jewish organizations in civil rights. During the civil rights movement, Jews supported and worked with African-Americans through various organizations. Really, huh? Okay. One of the most significant was the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which was established in 1909 and included Jewish activists such as Julius Rosenthal, Lillian Waldo, Rabbi Emil G. Hirsch, Stephen Wise, how wise is he? Probably not much, and Henry Kotzowitz. Okay, among its founding members. Huh, they're all Jewish, but this is supposed to be a black association, the WNCP, whatever they call it. Huh, funny. Okay. That shit kind of sounds like the Little Rascals, the Woman He-Man Haters Club. just saying. Additionally, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, also played a crucial role by providing financial support, legal expertise, and grassroots activism to support the movement. Oh, you know, incidentally, the ADL, that was formed because one of the dudes, a Jewish dude, actually, he raped a chick. Yeah, I think it was a white girl or something. And then the ADL was just covering base for that dude. But the story for another day, right? Just saying. Well, that's about something else. This video is about how some people are being used for other stuff. Yes, do you know that Trump is doing all this stuff, supposedly he's anti-Semitic against Jews, and need to guess they're discriminating them in college? Even though his kids are married to Jewish people? Yeah, let me bring up the clip.
I've been a civil rights attorney for 30 years, okay? And I think it's very, very clear what hate crimes are and how they exist. You cannot justify Jewish American students being denied access to buildings. This is not a free speech.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on there, you fucking cracked out homie the clown. According to the Brave browser, it says Jewish people in colleges. Recent events suggest that Jewish students face significant challenges and sometimes discrimination at certain U.S. colleges. Let's find out why. For instance, Harvard University lost its certification for the Students and Exchange Visitor Program due to allegations of fostering an environment that includes anti-Semitism and pro-terrorist conduct among students, impacting foreign student enrollment. Yes, aren't there people protesting about the shit that's happening in Gaza? That's probably it. Additionally, NYU has faced criticism for withholding a student's diploma after the student condemned Israel's action in Gaza during a graduation speech, indicating issues with free speech and support for Jewish students. Ah, okay. If you don't say you love Jewish people, you don't get your diploma. Yeah, whatever, I guess. That's a strategy. Furthermore, Columbia University was found to be in violation of federal civil rights law for showing deliberate indifference to harassment to Jewish students. These incidents highlight ongoing concerns about the safety and inclusion of Jewish students on college campuses. Whoa, I kind of see why this stuff is happening, but I guess it's anti-Semitic to point things out, I guess. All right, that's cool.
Issue. So when people talk about the Trump administration's approach, I submit to you the previous 4 years, they did nothing. They did.
Wait a minute, pal. Who was in charge the last 4 years? Wasn't it Biden? Huh? And you saying this administration didn't do shit? He's only been there for fucking, what's May? Only about 4.5 months? Maybe, yeah. Like, you're dumb, dude. What the fuck? You know, it's actually, what, 6 months? It's already going into June? Like 5.5, 6 months, somewhere around there? It doesn't matter. This guy's just trying to trick you. What a dumbass fucking jerky. Fuck you.
nothing to stop the harassment on these college campuses. They did nothing to enforce hate.
How is it hate telling the truth, huh? There's a lot of things that you need to accept. You gotta face reality. Like me, most likely I'm not gonna have a chick. I'm not gonna have kids. I'm gonna die alone and forgotten, and it is what it is. So what? It happened to fucking Nikola Tesla. And he fucking invented alternating current, neon lights, and all kinds of shit. But life doesn't give you what you want. You just gotta accept it. But no, you dumb assholes just wanna do the shit that fucking enforces your fucking way of living or narrative or whatever. That's still bullshit, in my opinion. But what do I know, right? I'm just a stupid idiot. And remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. Oh man, I'm just an insane fucking delusional fuck. Just saying.
Crime laws. So the Trump administration is aggressive. We're using every...
Aggressive, what a fag. That's how I find out that if you want shit done, you gotta get into people's faces and show them that you're not a bitch. Yeah, because if you act like a bitch, you get treated like a bitch, and then you get fucked like a bitch. And don't let people fuck you in the ass. Yep. Once they fuck you, they think they could do it all the time. And then what are you going to do after that? You have little clowns like that trying to fuck with you. Just saying.
Tool. We're going to have a big lawsuit against an entire UC system.
Oh, fuck that shit. That's why I think they should bring back the duel. Yeah, imagine you have some kind of grievance, you start dueling people, pistols at dawn or swords or some shit, or at least a fist fight. Yeah, for the minor shit you go to a fist fight, but the major shit's pistols or whatever, just saying. Yeah, I think a lot of problems would be solved if they let us do shit by our own hands. Yeah, why not? It used to be gentlemen fucking fighting, but no, I'm not scared, are you? Let's do it. But people be too scared like little fucking losers. Fuck this world.
Be down very shortly. That basically have allowed what we call a pattern and practice of anti-Semitism. But I want to reject the notion.
I don't think there is, but it's your story. You tell it the way you want it, okay? Smack.
That individuals or the Trump administration is too aggressive. It has the wrong strategy to enforce the civil rights laws. I think people need to know a little bit of history in this country. Jewish Americans helped create the NAACP.
Yeah, what a great idea that was, right? Oh, whatever, man. This is so stupid, just like a fucking chanate.
Jewish Americans walked with Black Americans in the 60s, where Blacks were denied the same treatment. They were denied the opportunity to go to class. So I love the fact, as a person of color, as a civil rights attorney, that I am reminding people that Jewish Americans have the same rights afforded to all Americans. And I'll tell you right now, we're not doing enough.
I want to get to the personal aspect, and then we'll get back to the Trump administration's efforts, because you brought it up. I mean, Blacks and Jews marched together in the civil rights movement.
Dude, you cry too much. I think you should shut the fuck up. Just saying.
And there has been a growing chasm, it seems, between the communities, especially over the last few years, especially in a post-October 7th environment. I mean, having been down this road before, can you provide any insight into any solutions in that growing chasm between?
Dude, this fucker reminds me of a late-night infomercial trying to sell you some bullshit that you don't need. What the fuck, man? But people fall for this shit, right? But fuck it, it is what it is. I don't think racism exists. The only ones that do racism are stupid idiots or people that manufacture it so they could pass a narrative. That's the only way I see it. Because most people are not racist. I only racist to stupid people. And you should treat stupid people bad because they make the world bad. Yeah, you see how this thing falling apart? It's because of stupid people. And they're infesting everything just like fucking cockroaches. But don't worry, sooner or later the fumigation is going to start. So what the fuck? Act accordingly or fucking get thrown away with all these fucks. I want my friends, all my subscribers, all you guys to be happy and free. Don't fall for these stupid retards. They're just trying to trick you. Or maybe I'm just the stupid one. Who knows? Just saying.
Between the communities?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question. First of all, I had the privilege to speak to 90 Black pastors at the White House and reminded them.
Hey, bro, why don't you, like, clean your chins off full of cum? Oh, man. Oh, your linguistic skills are so fucking excellent, right? Just saying.
Of the history between Jews and blacks, about the financial aid that the Jewish community gave to help create the NAACP.
Hey, man, a pimp has to take care of his hoes, right? Yeah, I know how to take care of my bitches. Just saying.
How two Jewish Americans lost their lives in June of 1964 when they went down to Mississippi to help blacks register to vote. I reminded those pastors of that.
Yeah, guy, you gotta remember who you're doing this for, right? Oh, man, yes, love is blind. I'm sure it is. Gay.
I reminded them that there has been a strong history of blacks and Jews in this country. And the Jews are facing the same problem that blacks face.
What? What about blackface? I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck. Apparently I'm fucking retarded, huh? Well, it doesn't matter. As long as you look around, you pay attention, you start seeing people's actions, then you know that people are lying. Yes, once actions meet words, that's when trust is established. But these people show you can't trust them. Yeah, they say one thing, but they do another. But I don't know, you point these things out and people think that you're the piece of shit. And I'm sorry that I'm pointing things out. I guess I'm just stupid. I don't know my place, I guess. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Well, anyways, just keep your eyes peeled and just don't fall for this crap. There's people that try to grift you. And in my opinion, these people are grifting you. But who knows? This is your opinion. And this is my opinion. And you guys have your own mind. You gotta form your own opinions. As long as you use your brain. Please use your brain. It's there. Because if it doesn't, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, just food for thought. Well, anyways, I gotta go to sleep because, you know, I'm tired and I got shit to do. So, goodbye.
For reducing vehicle miles traveled in Massachusetts.
Saying that electric vehicles aren't enough to reach the net zero carbon mandate by 2050, 82-year-old state senator Cynthia Cream has introduced a bill that would keep track and limit the number of miles you drive with your vehicle.
Now's the time to pursue new strategies, additional strategies, for reducing transportation emissions.
The bill establishes a panel that will be responsible for creating fines and penalties if you go above the limit.
It would require the Commonwealth's transportation investment plans to provide a reasonable pathway to compliance with our emission limits.
Mileage vouchers.
To promote alternative modes of transportation, like public transit, biking, walking.
Have you learned how to ride a bike yet?
Thinking about our future needs for transportation options other than cars.
We have to walk.
Legislation like this is a clear indication that it's past time for Cynthia Cream to retire and take up a hobby.